The night season comes, and the earth is mine to hold. Witness its mark and its gathering decay, while you sleep in an unconscious darkening, skin around your mouth turning blue, and inside that open circle, inner lips peeling, rice paper fine, and your tongue like a dried log that I keep sponging, trying to saturate and regain its malleable form. Your eyebrows twitch in what the nurses promise me is not pain. Promise me you are comfortable, even though for 3 days and three nights you have lingered in a grisly, dehydrated shadow stasis. These days are like years ripping away my trust, my faith, my understanding of mercy, solidifying the power of bone-chiseling dread. I love you more in your helplessness, in your patience for the final command, lingering, red sores forming under your eyes, fingers cold, purple, pale, and never grasping. I stay with you in that place, even when I sleep. I never sleep without you with me. I love you, and I hurt for you, and I want your release from this brutal collapse of your form. Why or even how you are lingering so long, even the doctor can't say. I think you are buffering us from the pain of your loss. I think sometimes maybe mercy burns hotter than punishment. And these times, life surpasses understanding. When the bottom current over quicksand thins, breaking the chrysalis, clearing the way for an unwanted redemption.